Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak to Asia Varezza, co-founder of Sleeper, the world's first walking sleepwear label. Asia and her co-founder Kate were inspired to create pajamas that are both comfortable enough for a night in, but chic enough to wear out. And in this podcast, I speak to Asia about how incredibly successful they've been in this venture, how Asia launched a label without any fashion design experience whatsoever, and how Sleeper gives back. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. Asia, I'm so excited to talk to you, and I'm absolutely, as a fan, so excited that Sleeper is coming to the floors of Brown Thomas.
Well, I'm a big fan as well of your store. I can't wait to visit and see us on the shelves, and I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, it's an amazing brand, and your story over the past couple of years, 4 or 5 years, has been incredible to watch. So, like, I think from my point of view, when I first got to know Sleeper, I think I spotted Leandra Medine wearing the linen. No, it was probably the feather two piece. And I think from then, it was everywhere. Sleeper just really came alive. So how has the last couple of years been for you?
It's been really exciting. I feel it's probably been the years when you see growing. Mm-hmm. Mostly for the past at least like 2 or 1 year, we just, you know, a year ago we celebrated our 5-year anniversary, and I think it was the point when you finally can kind of look back and see what you have achieved. Mm-hmm. With your team, and it feels incredible starting with like two girlfriends who just, you know, didn't know what to do, and we kind of created Sleeper, and then looking back, having team of incredible 70 people. Wow. Being represented by incredible stores who supporting us, you know, having the community of people who love us, who getting married, who sharing the best moment of their lives wearing Sleeper. This is, you know, I have like goosebumps right now when I'm saying that. I'm really grateful for everyone who take a part of growing Sleeper together.
Yeah. And it's wonderful to see, but let's talk about the genesis of your brand. So how did Sleeper come to be? Was there a moment where you had, I guess, a eureka moment, or was it something you always wanted to create?
Yeah, that was a really funny, magical story behind that. That was me and Kate, the other co-founder, Kate Zuberova. So we're friends. We're best friends till this day. And 6 years ago, we were watching, it was Christmas time, and we were watching a movie together, Curly's Hue, and we just saw the actress wearing beautiful robe, and that's where our conversation started. We started to talk about how it is important not to just dress out, but also dress for yourself when you're surrounded by, you know, by the things you love when you're at home with your close family, and how often we forget about that. And we had this conversation, and next morning she called me and she said she just had a dream about her standing in the middle of the pajama factory. And I was in shock, and I was like, I don't like to be like out of the comfort of, and crazy ideas like that. So I was just like, no, we're not going to do anything. And I just like canceled that idea. But then, kind of we started to dig in into that topic and did the research and realized, the market for the loungewear was at that point, it was either high price, luxurious pajamas, like silky ones, or something like flannel pajamas, super comfortable to sleep in. Mm-hmm. But definitely not the one you want to wear out. So we started to think, why don't you recreate something in the middle, something mid-priced, comfortable, high quality, but also, and most importantly, something that you can wear not only at home, but also when you're going out. Mm-hmm. So kind of like that idea, and we call that walk-in sleepwear. And that's where we came up with the idea, and it's all started.
It's amazing. And we talk to founders all the time on the podcast. and visualization and manifestation comes up all the time, but nobody has ever said they've had a dream and then from there created this global brand. So kudos to Kate and to you for creating that. What's it like working with your best friend?
I love it. I honestly sometimes questioning how people do that themselves. I feel like you constantly need to have support. And of course, you can take it from, you know, your family or your partner. But, you know, when you have your friend who is also the co-founder and you're facing the same challenges every day, it's quite important. You're going through the same things in your life. So having her, you know, shoulders there, her back, and like having her support is, you know, it's essential. I wouldn't do that without her.
Yeah. And so now, as we say, it's a global brand going from two friends to a head office with 70 people there. This all started with very minimal investment. So $2,000. I mean, they should create some kind of college course to, with this as the case study, because that's incredible.
I guess it also comes to the fact that we started it all in Ukraine. It's a little bit different. When I used to live in US, I often talk with the people who own small businesses, and it's quite different in there. And you definitely sometimes need investments to start off with something. But Ukraine has a really beautiful community of the people. People really like to help, support, and I feel like what helped us in the beginning with having so little money is to have an amazing friends of ours who was just helping us. Like, we would give them pajamas and they would make a photo shoot for us and things like that. But also, of course, when you're starting, you need to kind of learn as you go. And that's the beauty of having your own business. Till this day, I'm learning something new every day. And it only can rely on yourself in the end of the day. Yeah, I remember when we sold our first pajamas, there was like maybe 20 items or something, our first collection. We put this money to open up little office and hire our first seamstress. So we were always looking at, investing money back to the business and growing the team. And that was priority for us.
And you mentioned, you know, the culture in Ukraine and the helpful nature of the people of Ukraine, but also your first seamstress. I know you have many seamstresses now, but you do really focus on employing those seamstresses that haven't been able to find work because of the situation politically in the Ukraine. So what has that allowed you to do for women working in this area?
So basically, Ukraine has a really interesting history with the whole manufacturing industry. It was really big in the USSR era, but then when USSR got broken, a lot of those, you know, talented seamstresses, women, they kind of lost their jobs because of the switch, and they, you know, needed to do something else, and sometimes that would be just, you know, cleaning the apartments and things like that. But they still have an amazing craft and that knowledge. So when we first hired the first seamstress, we started to learn about this history and learn about the stories. And so we managed to hire a big team of the talented seamstresses who have 20, 30 years of experience in the industry and who love what they're doing and doing that so well that we can proudly say that we have the most amazing quality. So that's been, you know, really great to, you know, being proud of that and being able to provide enough, like the workspace for those ladies. And every Friday we would gather up together and, you know, show them where the items has been sold, where who is wearing those beautiful items that they just created. It's their work that been, you know, showing in a magazine and, you know, wearing by those celebrities. So, you know, I'm really thankful for them, for that amazing craft that they doing.
And it's amazing. It's so important that they see the fruits of their labor too, you know, not just going out in a box, but that they see it on people. And I mean, such fabulous people as well around the world have really gotten behind your brand. So what was it like for you in your first year when the women that you probably admired, yourself and Kate might have admired, like Leandra Medine or Pandora Sykes, Mira Duma, they started wearing your clothing. What was that feeling like?
It was really incredible, of course, because when you see someone that you so inspired by, you share the values of that person, you kind of want to be like that person. And seeing that, you know, those people choose Sleeper and choose to wear the product you created, that's definitely an amazing feeling. And it's kind of give you a confidence to keep going and, you know, keep creating and keep growing.
I think the versatility of your designs really has come to light in the last couple of years, particularly even just in the last 6 months. Everybody who I see that is pregnant is wearing a Sleeper dress, you know, because they're so versatile. Yeah. I know when I first got my Sleeper, I had just had my baby and I knew I was going to be spending a lot of time in pajamas, but I knew that lots of people were going to be coming to see the baby. So I wanted to try and at least dress up a little. And I just think that's what's special about Sleeper, that it is versatile, that a pregnant lady can wear it, or a lady who just wants to stay in her pajamas but not look like you're sitting in your pajamas. I think that that's what's really special about the brand.
For me, it's interesting. I feel like me and Kate at the age right now when we are, you know, thinking about family and kids. Yeah. And it's so interesting to see how like our customers also at the same kind of point of their lives, and they're getting pregnant, they're getting married. It's kind of your brand growing with you at the same phase kind of thing.
That's exciting.
When Kate designing collection, we often think about one of the few important things we're trying to make with the clothes that we're creating is, first of all, to be multifunctional, because you don't want to like just buy, you know, one dress that only suits one occasion, right? You want to be able to wear that, you know, everywhere. And same for, you know, our pajamas. We don't want you to limit yourself to wearing that item just in your bedroom. We want you to take it outside. We wanted to mix that with staples of your wardrobe. Like every woman has like white t-shirt, and why don't you put this white t-shirt with like feather pants? And that would be a fun outfit. It's important for us to, you know, we focus on the comfort, because I hate the clothes that's really tight and same with Kate. Like we like to feel comfortable with the clothes we're wearing, because we want to enjoy the moment. We don't want to think about how tight our pants are or something. To create the styles, the cut that's going to suit, you know, every type of body, not just, you know, for the specific type, for, you know, trying to be versatile for also for all body types. So that's something we always think about when we designing, going through the design process.
And I think that's important too, because previously, I think fashion experts quite enjoyed the categorization of clothing from daywear, nightwear, sleepwear, outerwear. But your clothing can fit so many different categories that it's actually a right step in the direction towards better sustainability, even personally within your own choices, that you can have something that's that versatile, you know?
Basically, what we're trying to create here is that cross-functional clothing that help you to focus on the most important things in life. Oh. You know, the clothes that doesn't, you know, limiting you on your whatever you're doing. Comfortable clothes for whatever you go on a vacation or even getting married.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think there is like a name for that yet.
No.
But yeah,
that's the name.
Yeah. It's Sleeper, but it's a funny question, because I feel like often we don't know how to categorize ourselves, like, because we're not really a sleepwear, but we are. We're not really a loungewear, but we are. We're not really a vacation wear, but we are. So the whole idea to put your clothes in a category was kind of, you know, doesn't really work nowadays. It's kind of shifting from that.
Well, particularly now more than ever, we just want comfort, and we want that comfort to look good. So that's why I'm excited that you're coming to Brent Thomas. Let's talk about your life then. You know, incredibly, you didn't have experience in fashion design, but you were very immersed in the world of fashion. So what was your life like before Sleeper?
Before Sleeper, I was working at magazines. I was working at the fashion magazine, being fashion coordinator, and then a junior fashion editor. So my life was, you know, I've been working from, I don't know, 9 till midnight, and traveling a lot. It was has been a lot of stress. But it was such a, you know, beautiful experience that I got. I kind of learned about the fashion industry. I learned about what stays behind the product. So that's I'm really grateful for. And I feel like same with Kate. She's also comes from the same industry. She was the editor-in-chief for a few different magazines in Ukraine. She's a super talented writer. And she definitely knew before how to be able to write a press release, what to focus on, how to kind of make a statement with the whatever news you're delivering, and like focusing on the important stuff. And I'm really grateful for, you know, for that experience, because in the first year of Sleeper, in the first even few months of Sleeper, I think that's what helped us to be able to launch the brand and, you know, get recognized in the first month of launching the brand.
And that's it. In the first month, you were named like the brand, Italian Vogue named you the brand of the month. Like, I mean, that's incredible. Do you think your experience in the fashion industry, obviously, but also a hell of a lot of hard work had to contribute to that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Work and, you know, being able to provide to the editors the exact information that they wanted, a nice, you know, pictures, a nice press release, you know, everything that they require to, you know, make the news out of that. So yeah, I think that was important. But also, I think the product itself at that point was so unique, and no one really done everything like that, like pajamas that you can wear outside. There wasn't really a thing. So it was quite easy to sell the product that makes sense for so many people who can connect to that.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, you know, in terms of life now, you know, it was very stressful pre-Sleeper. Now you're running a global brand. Which is there more balance in your life now that you have a team around you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we from the beginning, we're trying to build a company where everyone has work, but also personal life. We, you know, work stable hours. We don't overwork. I'm the person who I put my laptop down at 5 p.m. Good. And, you know, I'm focusing on the other things in life. And even like when we trying to find the new people to join our team, we're often focusing not, of course, on the skills, but also on the personality of person and, you know, the hobbies and like trying, because only happy people can do the happy product.
Absolutely. A CV and an interview can tell very different stories, you know. You need to get the right people. And you do really pride yourself in hiring young people and helping them start their journey in the fashion business. So I would imagine there's a lot of people knocking on the door for that very reason.
Yeah, I think so. And I guess that's why, you know, we have our head of PR, Olya. She came to us, and her education and her career was being a lawyer. And then she just decided she doesn't want to do that anymore. It's not something she interested in, and she really wanted to switch into public relationships. And she came to us, she told us her story, and she was so determined and so positive and so like, I don't know, her spirit was so amazing. So we started to work together, and, you know, she grew with us, and seeing an amazing results that she's been doing for Sleeper, it's, you know, it's amazing. And for other people in our company, like we have head of sales now, that's her name, Dasha. She came to me when she was 19. She was still finishing her university, but she really wanted to start working. And so, you know, together we went through like she was sales manager first, and then now she grew to like managing team of 5 people and working with, you know, amazing stores like yours, yeah, which is incredible.
That's amazing, isn't it? And, you know, it's so good that there is a path or a ladder for these, you know, very talented people that you bring in there, that you don't have to see them move on other places, that they can grow with your company.
Yeah.
And the company is really young. You guys were named Forbes 30 under 30 in arts and culture. Like, I mean, what's it like to see your name arising on the pages of Forbes?
It was amazing. Still cannot believe that sometimes, you know, I'm pretty shy with my, you know, things like that. I don't often talk about it. But of course, it makes you feel really great that you accomplished that. But in the end of the day, I still feel like it's not my personal or Kate's personal accomplishment. It's only because we have an incredible team behind us and we're doing it all together.
Yeah.
You know, and I think like it's amazing to have those awards, but I think that I cherish the most is how Sleeper help us to grow, help us to learn so many things. You know, that the experience that you're getting from raising the company, and in the end of the day, those, you know, publications or awards doesn't matter, because that's something that stays on your shelf.
Yeah.
But the knowledge and the experience and, you know, the wisdom that you learned through this whole year, this is what stays with you.
Well, tell us then, this is what amazing. Share with us then, what is the biggest lesson you've learned during your time with Sleeper?
Well, I think like my biggest accomplished that I did with Sleeper, and I think it's helped thanks to Kate. It's don't be afraid to go out from your comfort zone. When I started Sleeper, I remember I was really scared of everything. I was scared to make a call or something like that, you know, and it comes, you know, escalated in an even higher level. With Kate and with Sleeper, I kind of learn how you need to be bold and you need to not be scared of doing things, because this is where an amazing things happened. So that I think was, you know, my biggest achievement with Sleeper, my biggest learning process. You know, and also trusting people that work in with you, you know, allowing them to have their own voice, allowing them to be themselves, because I often have struggled with, like, you know, controlling people too much. But I don't know, it helped me to trust people and see how they can grow together with you without, you know, micromanaging them.
Exactly.
And then maybe stay true to yourself, kind of don't try to fit other people's opinion. Be true to yourself, figure out what's, you know, what works for you, and keep going with that.
And I think, you know, the label has expanded so much in the last 2 years in particular, and kids wear is a beautiful introduction. What does the future hold for Sleeper then?
There's a lot of exciting things, not a lot that I can share. I think we're also working on the little holiday collection this year, where we're going to introduce to Ukrainian national embroidery. We're going to do some little things like blankets and napkins. So still trying to stay local and kind of expand Ukraine and let people understand and show what Ukraine is, you know, those national things. So that's kind of exciting for us.
Very exciting. And you've just moved. You've got a new home as well. So there's a lot happening, isn't there?
Yes, for sure.
Well, look, thank you so much for coming on to say hello to us today. And we're so excited that Sleeper will soon be on the floors of Brand Thomas. Asia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been so great, Luis, talking to you. And I can't wait to visit Dublin and visit the store.
You have to come very soon. We're looking forward to seeing you, Asia. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share, and follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.